Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Well, I'll get started. So, hi, I'm Amanda Bicknies. I am Army Wife Network's, Empowerment Agent. I'm also a teacher, and today we have a work day, so I've been getting done lots of grading and report cards because the first quarter has already ended, which is really crazy to think that time is actually going by quickly. So yeah, I had a little bit of time today to hop on and do a male spouse empowerment moment. And so today I'm talking about empowerment perspective of 2020. I know the expression is always hindsight is 2020. So I'm sharing with you today about how you can have empowerment, an empowerment vision of 2020. Yes, 2020, right? The year has been rough. We longed for this year, right? Like this was supposed to be our year. I remember being so excited at the start of the new year, thinking like, oh, in 2020, I'll make all of these changes. I'll have the clear vision. I loved the pun, of having that clarity and clear vision in 2020. So I was really looking forward to it. I even bought little posters, which I tend to like, you know, kind of like the ones behind me. But this is my year. Yeah, we won't even talk about this poster. Maybe I'll just hang on to it. I don't know, right? I like to laugh at it, but truly it got me thinking about 2020. And what if 2020 really was my year? And what if it's your year? Do I think more clearly than ever before? Yes. Did it change my perspective on life? Yes, it did. And honestly, it did for the better. So let's take a moment to talk about the wide range of events that have occurred just in the year 2020. Okay, so bear with me here. well, first, so many that come to mind are ones that really hurt our hearts, right? The wildfires, of course, the pandemic that we're all experiencing right now, the loss of so many lives, not being able to see friends and family. I know for me, back home is Florida and I have my friends and family there and it's been tough not seeing them this year yet. Hopefully though, coming up. But also things like struggling businesses, the uncertainty of what's to come next in military life, right? Maybe you had a PCS planned and that fell through, or you were waiting for your soldier to come back and he or she wasn't able to. So many kind of heartbreaking things. And then we should consider the things that we truly never thought would happen. Like running out of toilet paper, running to the store and trying to hoard all the toilet paper you could possibly find. Cleaning supplies, right? We bought all the cleaning supplies. I never thought that would happen. And then of course, there's things like gaining the quarantine 15, maybe a little bit more in my case, not proud. And we're not here to talk about that today. So, you know, an unexpected tiger documentary, right? Like that's how I started the year. I don't know about you guys, but that was an interesting plot twist. And then lastly is maybe you've navigated online learning for the first time. And not only did I have to as a teacher or student, but maybe as a parent, you had to navigate online learning and you sort of felt like a teacher. Maybe now you're still navigating online learning, depending on where you live. Or maybe you've chosen to homeschool this year, and so that's a whole new experience for you. So 2020 has really brought on a lot of tough things, a lot of tragic things. And so I know you're probably thinking, like, Amanda, you just shared with us like all of these things that were so tough in 2020. How on earth could your perspective on life have changed for the better? And so that's what we'll talk about today. We're going to talk about how to flip that switch and really get kind of that empowering mindset for 2020. So the first one is overcoming adversity builds resiliency. So we're going to back it up a bit. When I first started out at my first school ever, it was in 2013, I joined this book club at the school called Resilience, The Resilience Breakthrough by Stephen Covey. Now, I don't even have the book any longer, but parts of it have really resonated with me over the years. And I do remember at the time when I was reading about it, I felt like, oh, wow, I'm understanding resiliency. I now understand the cliche of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? And I was feeling good, like, you know, 22-year-old me, I get this. And I put the book away. Maybe I do still have it, and I just can't find it. But I didn't really look back on it, even though I do remember my thoughts during it. And I remember a lot of what it said. Well, 2020 brought that attention back to the book. So I'm like, oh, the word resilient. Like, I have done so much reflecting in 2020 that I realized that just not even this year, but really in the past 2 years, I've experienced a lot of adversity. A lot. At some points, I remember catching myself just being like, enough is enough. And why me? Right? Maybe you've thought, why me as well? And when will I catch a break? Like, I just wanted a break. Like, just stop, right? So just to kind of share with you all, a few of the things just in the past year or two, you know, I was a new mom. I had a baby for the first time. I lost both of my grandparents who helped raise me. So that was super hard. And then after I had the baby, I had thyroid surgery, which I actually sort of have forgotten about aside from issues I do have today. But I sort of forgot about it. And Facebook reminded me this morning that actually on this day, 2 years ago, I had that surgery. And then just a month later, at the end of November in 2018, my husband deployed for the first time. So I was a new mom, just had surgery. It felt so stressful. And life got heavy. And then as time went on too, I decided to do a job change and switch schools. And so I just remember feeling the weight of everything and feeling all that adversity. And it really, it was tough. It was really tough for me. But I'm able to look back now and I realize I made it through and I'm stronger. And I'm like, wow, I got through the deployment with, you know, the help of my dad and the help of my close friends that I made here in Colorado. So shout out to all of you. You know, they helped me with my daughter and really, like, I got through it. And that is where resiliency is built. I was able to go through all of these hardships and then turn it into something amazing, because now I really do feel like, hey, all that stuff didn't kill me. I am stronger. So I did come across a quote recently by Steve Maraboli, and he says, life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. Like, wow, right? Life doesn't get easier. It doesn't. And remember that easier doesn't always equal better either. Sometimes those tough moments, like, I'm glad I experienced all of those because I now view myself as more resilient than I originally was. So if you're new to military spouse life, marriage, motherhood, really anything, any new phase in your life, even a new job, you might be in like the sense of overwhelming and why me? You know, maybe you've experienced a loss recently too. All of that, that grief, it can really feel like a true adversity, like it's weighing down on you. But I promise you, if you hold on tight enough, you will make it to the other side. And those of you who have experienced adversity and you've overcome it, maybe you've gone through a divorce, maybe you've had a loss, maybe, you know, anything. Maybe you just got through with a deployment and now you're like me and you're like, wow, I'm still standing, I'm still here. So remember that resiliency comes from that adversity, right? So just know that we're on the other side. We got this. We're getting through 2020 together. All right, number two is the empowerment of gratitude. So gratitude has been my jam this year. Like, it truly has. There's so many good books. There's great research on it. It's just really struck a chord with me. And I know that people are always saying, oh, be positive, be positive. What does that even mean? Like, how does one just be positive? So what I've gathered is if I'm being grateful and naming those things, I'm therefore thinking positively. Therefore, I'm being positive, right? At least that's my logic. So you're viewing the good around you, right? So it can be the smallest of things, like I'm so thankful that my husband did not leave his combat boots in the middle of the living room floor today. Or it can be something much larger, like I'm so grateful that my husband or your soldier hasn't deployed this year. Maybe you have that same gratitude that I do, because this has been a tough year for me. But really anything from super simple to anything huge, gratitude can really make a difference when you're in the middle of a stressful situation. Sometimes it's really the small things that we take for granted that you can be grateful for. Like that first warm sip of coffee or tea, right? Isn't that just the best? Or the smell of fall. Oh, that's my personal favorite. But, or, you know, even feeling the sunshine when it turned to summer and kind of knowing, like, I get to be outside more. Maybe you get to sleep in. I can't say that that I've experienced that one recently. But I am so grateful for times when my daughter sleeps through the night. For those of you who know me personally, that's a battle we're going through with my toddler right now. It can be enjoying your favorite meal, having morning snuggles with your little ones. And then an all-time personal favorite of mine is wearing fuzzy socks. I have at least, I want to say 30 pairs of fuzzy socks. but so even if I'm in a stressful situation or I'm working hard, like today, I'm trying to get my report cards done, I am going to be wearing my fuzzy socks and drinking some nice tea, right? So I also take deep breaths in a stressful situation and I sort of do a mental list of things that I'm grateful for. It really helps in the moment, those super small things. And then I also keep a gratitude journal and I would highly recommend it. I know journals aren't for everyone, but I have a list of all of, you know, the people in my life, my husband, my daughter, my dad, my mom, anytime that someone does something and I feel grateful for it, I write it down under their name so I can go back later and look at it. And it's just really a great feeling to take note of things that you're grateful for. So let me know if you've practiced gratitude this year. Share it in the comments. I would love to hear it. All right, and last but not least, definitely not least, is number three, let go of the guilt. So I was recently speaking with Sharita, AWN's commander about trying to let go of my guilt and how do I do that. And she actually recommended a book that I just got in and I'm so excited to read it, called Boundaries. It's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. So I'll keep you guys updated on it. But truly living a more guilt-free life is the most difficult for me. There are just so many types of guilt that we all might be experiencing. There's the military spouse guilt of, should I be reaching out to my friends and family more? Right? The mom guilt. Should I be spending more time with my kids, or should I be happier that I have spent so much time with my kids? And then the quarantine guilt. Should I be staying in more? Should I be more productive during this time? That's me. The should mentality and that guilt is really overwhelming and it's never ending. And I will admit, this is by far my biggest struggle personally. So what do we do? We've got to let go of it, right? And it sounds easy, but allowing yourself to be happy is the most important thing you can do. I know people talk about self-care all the time. It's a huge buzzword, which it shouldn't even be anymore, because why should we explicitly state that we need to take care of ourselves? And I'm not even talking about self-care or that treat yourself attitude, right? I'm simply speaking about giving yourself permission to be happy. Allow yourself to be happy. It's okay if you've had a lazy day, a lazy week, a lazy year, okay? It's totally fine, right? And you don't have to wait for X, Y, or Z in order to be happy. You don't have to wait for that next big thing. Just being okay with how things are can truly be your happiness, right? So don't spend your life waiting for happiness. You've got to enjoy it now. So this is just a quick reminder, a list that I made for both myself and anyone listening. So here we go. It's okay to be frustrated with the military sometimes. It's okay to be stressed about moving away from a place that you've made connections, you've built a home, and now you have to leave. It's okay to be tired from the kids. It's okay to be exhausted from being a working mom or dad, or from being a stay-at-home mom or dad. It's okay to realize you did absolutely nothing productive this weekend. That's a tough one for me. It's okay to have a messy house. It's okay to not be in the best shape right now. It's okay to not always be okay. And it's okay to be happy with just the way things are. So give yourself that permission to be happy. If you're watching or listening to this, I really hope it's got you thinking about 2020 and how to flip that switch. And I know we've had so many challenges, but you know, while there have been so many curses, there are also blessings in 2020. Remember, if you're experiencing adversity right now, it's building your resiliency. And being grateful helps in life's not so great moments. And giving yourself permission to let go of that guilt can help you be truly happy in the moment. All right, everyone. If you have any empowering messages to share about life or your perspective on 2020, anything you want to share, please do so in the comments. If you're not already following us on other social media, we've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, and that's all at Army Wife Network. And stay tuned for more MilSpouse Empowerment Moments coming up, and be sure to catch our Army Wife Talk Radio. That's on any podcast of your choice now. So engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is the source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.